Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Five small streets, now buried under a car park in Enniskillen, an area still known as the Dardanelles, were once home to dozens of soldiers who fought at Gallipoli with the Royal Enniskilling Fusiliers. In 1915, three battalions of the Enniskillings were sent to the Dardanelles, a narrow strait in northwestern Turkey, in an effort to defeat Turkey and stretch the German army beyond its limit. By January 1916, when the troops were evacuated, thousands had died on the beaches. John Deering is from the Enniskillings Museum.
Dane Street, Abbey Street, Mary Street, Strand Street, Head Street. These streets had terrace houses with small yards at the back, probably outside toilets, etc. And that's where the 1st and 2nd Battalion regulars would have lived with their families. It was they who would have responded first to the First World War. And the casualties would have been 45 from these few streets. It must have been absolutely horrendous to receive the telegrams. The numbers on the Enniskillen War Memorial are well over 550. That was from Fermanagh as a whole. There were 130 known casualties in Enniskillen. Something like 45 came from this small area. I think certainly to the 1960s, this area would have maintained its name as the Dardanelles. But with people my age, it's still referred to as the Dardanelles. People born between the bridges, as they say here, would certainly call it the Dardanelles because it was such a significant area. There's a captain's uniform of the First World War, and his badges of rank are on the sleeve, three pips. His wound stripes, and this is an Enniskillen's badge. You can see the grenade and the castle. There's a small map, and the map shows the distribution of the casualties in this area of Enniskillen. Each red dot is a symbol of one Enniskillen man who lost his life in the conflict. It may be possible some of the casualties actually have not yet been recorded on this area, and it's an ongoing project. If we take Dane Street, there are 15 casualties in a very small street, probably about 40 houses. Mary Street has got off lightly with two. Strand Street has got about eight, and Queen Street has got five, and Head Street has got one. It's pretty dreadful, really.
The Dardanelles in Enniskillen. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War One. Thank you.